greater his name.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. I won't hold you too long this evening. Just a few thoughts from Isaiah 45, verse 11. And please continue to pray for San's family and the Kernighan family as well at this time of bereavement. And there's a brother, Gary's praying, and Davy West. Davy West was let home. Everything was going well, but not to take him back in. His throat wasn't looking good, you know. He's been sliced right from the one side right around the other side. It doesn't look good, and they took glands out. I don't know much about that type of thing, but there's a fellow I work with was telling me that the glands in there controls a lot of things in your body, more than people realize. And they had to take some glands out. So just pray, and pray God will speak to them and save them. Praise God. And continue to pray for Sister Eileen Anderson as well. And my own sister's doing well. But just the way things is, she hasn't been back, because now with Davy and everything as well, one thing after another. But she is recovering well. We thank the Lord for that. The Lord is good. Amen. Let's read verse 11 of Isaiah 45. And I want to say from the very start, I believe God answers prayer. And I could tell you many testimonies from last week to this week. The Lord's answered for me. And I want to thank the Lord tonight. I want to appreciate the Lord tonight for what he's done. And they're maybe not big things, but big enough for what I needed them. And the Lord's done it. And also, maybe should mention, you know that we all heading out, Brother Geordie, towards Wernstown. On a canoe. This Friday night at 7:30, they're doing a book release for John Purcell. And there's a few people going to be saying a few things, you know, about John Purcell's life. They've written a book all about John Purcell's life. I was asked to go if I wanted to say a few things, but by the time I get home and everything, it just didn't suit me to go. But if anyone wants to, then you're free, you know, go along on the doing a book. It'll be a good wee book. John's character, there's no doubt about it. And it'll be a good read, the book. Praise God. Let's read verse 11, just one verse, and a title, Moving the Hand of God. Chapter 40, Isaiah 45, 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask of me things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. Let's bow our heads tonight, praise God. If you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord, while every head's bowed, every eye closed. God bless you. God bless you this evening. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We reverently and humbly come before you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to give you all the praise and we want to give you all the glory. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll be the focus in this room tonight. We pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We pray you'll forgive us every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. Forgive us our deeds as we forgive those that trespass against us. And Father, may the Holy Spirit move in this room tonight. And we welcome the Holy Spirit. We pray you'll cover us with your blood, fill us with your spirit. And Lord, we ask this evening for the hands raised in this house, Lord, that you will meet every single need. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as our brothers prayed tonight, Lord, you promised that you would bless us pressed down and running over the top. And Lord, we believe your word tonight. We speak your word. And Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. And you said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul doth prosper. Lord, we pray again for Eileen that you will prosper in health. strengthen her tonight. By your stripes, for your wounds, she's healed. And we speak it over tonight in the name of Jesus Christ and others, D.B. West as well has been prayed. And Lord, we do agree and pray you'll save him and deliver him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, bless your word to their hearts tonight. I do take the Holy Ghost to help me right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I pray you'll bless everyone that's here. Those that couldn't be here, bless them. Bless anyone that had to work tonight. We pray for Carl and David as they're in England. That you'll bless them and give them a good time and traveling mercies as they come back. And I pray for Frank Hall tonight and his family as well. That you'll bless Frank and move in Frank in Jesus' precious name. And bless your word now to our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just to say, Brother Franks would like to come, but it seems like he's not able to come at the minute. He's a lot of other things happening. At home, maybe. I don't know everything, but he's praying about it, and we're praying about it. But the Lord will have his way, won't he? Praise God, but we did enjoy Brother Frank. Now, this here is a tremendous scripture. I can't do it justice tonight. I haven't had enough time to go into everything what I thought about this, but I just couldn't get away from it. And I went and mentioned about it tonight. And I believe from the start of this service, this is definitely a word from the Lord to encourage us to ask God and to believe it. And I want to go a bit further than that with it. And I believe that with all my heart that God does answer prayer. And God here is actually inviting us. Or God is directing us to work with him with the hand of God. You say, how could God direct us to work with him? Well, I'm going to try and share that. And the great Jehovah God, he's inviting his children and a real personal relationship. That's for every one of us have to have that. And you know, when somebody gets saved, that's the thing they need to learn. They need to learn to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sure you know people and I know people and they get saved at meetings. And maybe they don't go on as well as people think, but maybe there's reasons for that. But I believe they need discipling. To that they know to pray and go on with things of God. I believe that. And I believe it would be good sometimes if there was a follow-up meetings after missions or meetings where people could see him, where people could get some scriptural teaching on following on with the things of God. I believe that. And I believe God's literally asking them, and he's asking me and you, all of us as Christians, as believers, that we're living and we're reigning with him. And we need to know our position. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And the psalmist tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, how many believe tonight God wants partners? Partners with the Lord. And God is not just wanting us to be slaves to them. And Paul did refer to himself as a slave. And Jesus, when he was here on earth, was referred as a servant, as a slave as well. But God just doesn't want us to be slaves to him, nor is he wanting us, him to be our slave or us to be his slave. He's not wanting us just to give him a job or him to give us a job, as it were. And that's not just what God's wanting, but God is looking for people who are willing to work. That are willing to work. That they're not getting put into it or forced into it, but there's a willingness. There is a desire within them to do the things of God, that it's not a forced effort or a forced thing, but it is a desire. We love him because he first loved us. So we shouldn't have something to force us to love God. We should love God because he first loved us. And when you think of how he saved us and delivered us, we certainly do love the Lord, don't we? When we think of where we come out of. And I believe he's calling us, all true born-again people, into the true partnership with himself. I believe that. And what God wants for us is to rule and reign with him. And remember, we are called heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Look at Romans 8, verse 16, 17. The Spirit of self-birth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So we're here tonight to saved. We don't need to get saved again. We're saved. We're living. We're reigning with the Lord. We are in a place with God. Now, I know the enemy wants you to think, my prayers are not being heard because I'm not where I should be, or I'm not praying up enough, or whatever. But I don't believe that's true. I believe you are a candidate tonight. You're ready in a position with the Lord because you're living and reigning with Christ Jesus right now. And there's nothing you have to do in a works way to get you closer or better or anything like that. God will hear you right now. And I believe that's absolutely a fact. And I'm convinced of it. I've always been convinced of it. Because if he can hear us when we weren't even serving him, how more can he hear us when we're born again and we're living and reigning with Christ? We're born of his spirit. Look at verse 17. And if children then were heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs. Do you know what it means to be joint heir? That means if a man owns 10 acres, you're joint to them 10 acres. Them 10 acres is as good as your 10 acres if you're joint heir. Did you know that's what it means? A joint heir, you're joint to what he possesses. And you think of what the Lord Jesus Christ possesses. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. If we truly heirs then, listen. Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. That's what he's saying in the sign. Command ye me. Now, we're definitely workers with the Lord. How many believes that tonight? We're workers with the Lord. And I think it was Brother John mentioned it before, and it's true. You see, we're the Lord's hands and feet tonight. The Lord needs us in the sense we're co-workers with him. The Lord himself's physically not here in the sense like he was 2,000 years ago, but he sent the Holy Spirit to continue the work. But he continues that work in vessels. And me and you are them vessels. And all that wasn't God, he poured into Jesus Christ. And all that wasn't Jesus Christ, he pours into the church. So the church or the people of God continues the work. They're in a partnership. They're in fellowship. Heirs with God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, I know in Isaiah, this seems quite a responsibility of our co-workers. Many people are saying, you know, how many's ever heard the saying, look, keep looking up? But you know, really, I'm going to tell you this, Neil, but surprise you this, we're looking down. Now, it's not wrong to say, look up, but this, I want to show you this scripture for a moment, why I'm telling you we're looking down. Ephesians 2, verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sins and hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye saved, and have raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're up. We're not down. We're up. We're not down tonight. We are up. We're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the word of God says we are to trample scorpions, serpents, thus demons and devils under our feet. So we're not looking up to them. They're under us. Amen. And it's not wrong to say, keep looking up. I've said it myself. But I'm just showing a point. We are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because of what the Lord Jesus has done for me and you tonight, we're seated together with him in heavenly places. And God's given us authority. And we have read the word of God. Command ye me. See it I'll do with my hands. The Almighty God. Command ye me. It's scripturally speaking, we're up, and the enemy should be beneath our feet. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, I know this was said to the disciples, but do you believe you're a disciple tonight? If you're a follower of Jesus, you're a disciple. Amen. And I believe this word's as good tonight as it was the day it was spoken. That when we get the Holy Spirit, God gives us power over the power of the enemy. And we need to do some commanding. You know, when you're going to cast the devil out of somebody, you don't have a conversation to see if the devil will come out. You have already been given authority and power to cast that devil out. And you need a command. You command it like a sergeant major. You command it. And I'm not boasting or saying anything out of place, but I've seen it. I've seen it my own self. I've experienced it. It's not just someone I've read or a theory or anything like that, but it's absolutely real. And the devil will certainly talk back to you. He'll talk back and he'll even curse back and he'll do lots of things. But if you've been truly sent and anointed of the Lord, that devil has to go. You think of the Lord Jesus, the demons knew him. They knew who he was. Amen. It's like a brother Mark said an interesting thing on Sunday evening. A lot of religious people don't believe a lot of things, which is scripture, but the devil believes it. The devil actually believes it because he knows it. He knows what God is capable of doing. And God is saying, command ye me. Amen. Did you ever think of speaking over somebody? You know, maybe a loved one, somebody's out and they shouldn't be where they are. They're doing something they shouldn't do. You ever think of taking charge over their feet? That's what way we need to work sometimes. We need to speak with boldness and authority, take charge over their feet and command them to turn. Come on our road. That's the truth. God can do it. God can do it. God can anoint you to do it. God can anoint you to speak something. And you can command it. And I'll tell you, God will do it. God will do it. Command ye me, or it means ask me. Ask me. This is an invitation to bring the request to God, to ask them. And the Lord will do it. Philippians 4 and 6 tells us we would ask. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God wants us to ask him. And then God wants us to command. And Paul says, speak those things into being that are not as though they were. Speak them out. Brother Geordie says it to me all the time. Speak it, say it, and believe it. That's the truth, isn't it? Say it and believe it. Speak it, say it, and believe it. You think when Jack Cole Jr. was riddled through with cancer and they fixed him back up, they opened him up and they said there's nothing can be done, he won't last long. And all the people come through praying for him, Lord, if it's your will, he'll Jack. And he said, this one fella come through and he never prayed like that. He never once prayed, Lord, if it's your will, heal Jack. And Jack Cole was backslid. That's what I'm telling you tonight. God could hear him on his backslid and heal him from cancer. And we're serving the Lord tonight. We're living for the Lord. We're doing our best. But you see, it's not down to our best. It's down to what he done for us 2,000 years ago. The count's settled. It's paid for in full. We can add nothing to it to make it better. It's perfect already. It's a full, complete, paid work. And I tell you, them fella said to Jack Cole, you tell them nurses when they come round, I'm going to live and not die. And he quoted them a scripture from the Old Testament. I'm going to live and not die. And he started telling it. And the Lord restored him. And he was healed. And you think of when he came here to Northern Ireland. That was 26 years after he was given up to die that he came here. And I know he was a character and all that, but God used him. God used him just the way he was. And I'll tell you what, God will use you just the way you are. And you don't have to try and be somebody different or somebody else. God will use you just the way you are. And you might be a quiet type of a person to yourself, and the other fellow might be loud, and he's just naturally like it, or she. But God will use either, the quiet or the loud, because he's no respecter of persons. And we won't get the answer because we're louder or quieter. God knows the heart. You see, this is the thing. God sees the heart. And God knows the heart. And our hearts are right tonight because he's made it right. Because we've trusted him. We've believed in him. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. Be careful for nothing. John 15, verse 4 to 7. And I'm almost finished. I'm just going to refer a little bit in Job in a moment, and then we'll come and pray. John 14, I want to read this. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now you need to believe it. When you're praying, you need to pray it and believe it. And it won't matter whether you feel it or don't feel it, or whether you have some sort of a sensation or not. It's not down to that. It's down to you believing on what the Word of God says. Now, you won't have to sit up the night to watch over it, because the Bible says in Jeremiah that God watches over his Word to perform it and bring it to pass. This is God's Word. It's God's Word. It is God that watches over this Word to bring it to pass. But we're required to believe it, to have faith, to believe. Not to have unbelief, not to be skeptical, but to have faith and believe God. And when we do command something and speak it and believe it, we need to believe it. We need to expect it to happen. And I tell you, God can let it happen. God can do it. God can really do it. And I just want to look at a couple of scriptures in Job, and then I'm going to close. Just in a moment. If we get a hold of Job here. Job 38, and I just kept thinking of Job when I was thinking this, command ye me. Job 38 and verse 3, and you could read through all Job again. It's a long time I've read Job, but when I was in jail, I think it was 40 times through I read the book of Job, and it really helped me a lot. Verse 3, if I suppose it sounds bad when I'm in jail. Well, the Lord knows, it's nothing to boast about, really. Sure, it's not what I was in jail. It's not really anything to boast about. It's a bad thing, isn't it? But, well, the Lord brought me out of it. Job 38, verse 3. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. And you read this whole story, these fellas ripped Job to pieces with their words. And Job didn't need ripped to pieces. Job was sore. Job was close to death. He was in the boils, in the ice heap. He'd lost all his family, his oxen, his asses, his camels, all his riches and his houses, sons and daughters, everything was gone. And he definitely didn't need the skeptics, but they were there. They're always close by. You'll never have to send for them. They'll be there, and they'll know. They know they'll have the answer for you. They'll have the answer for you. And I'll tell you, if you think you're crippled, wait till you get 10 minutes with them. They'll leave you on the floor. But you remember the night you're not on the floor. You're seated in heavenly places. So if you meet one of them, just you remember that you're in heavenly places, no matter what they say. And you remember what God says to Job. And you remember Isaiah 45, verse 11. Command you me. Chorazin. And I tell you, they had all the answers, but God came down in the whirlwind, veiled in the whirlwind. And God spoke out of the whirlwind to Job. Look at verse 1 of 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, and I will demand of thee, and thou shalt answer me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the world? Now watch this. You can read this. I won't take the time tonight. I want us to pray. But God lays it out to Job who he's working with. You understand me? God lays it out before Job. God tells Job all the things he's made, all the things he's done. And God, I believe, is more or less saying to Job, Job, hold on a minute. I know you've lost all these things, and these fellas is finishing you. They're trying their best to finish you. But I'm not here to finish you. I'm here to give you a new beginning. I'm here to lift you up, Job. And look, I made this, and I made this, and I made this, and where were this one or that one when I done it? I needed none of them. God is saying, I've done it by myself. That's what God's saying. And God is saying, I've done it by myself. Now I'm telling you, Job, stand up. And I guarantee you, I believe with all my heart, as soon as God said to Job, gird up your loins, he was healed. He was healed. The power of God came over him because it had to. Because when God comes in the presence, the power comes with it. And the presence of God comes with it. And I tell you, Job knew it. Look at chapter 40, verse 7. Just a couple of verses. I don't want to go in too far into it because I want us time to pray. God's saying again. Let me read you from verse 1 of 40, but it's really verse 7. But let me go back to verse 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth, God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am a vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer yet twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thee unto me. So Job's acknowledging his vile position, that he's hopeless, that he's helpless, that he's absolutely nothing. And God turns around and says, up on your feet, boy. Now you're going to demand of me. What? I guarantee you Job can't believe what he's hearing. God said to Job, you're going to demand of me, and I'm going to answer you. Command ye me the works of my hands. And that's what God done for Job. That's like Elijah. Elijah had power with God that he could close the heavens or open it. He could speak it, say it, pray it, and it happened. Oh, but that was Elijah, but then, no, but your Bible tells you, and it tells me he was a man subject to like passions as we are. That's in there for you and me to let us know God's no respecter of persons. God can answer you and God can answer me. Look at chapter 42, verse 4. We'll read from verse 1 of chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thee unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I tell you here, this Job had a real meeting with God. A real meeting with God. And I haven't got time tonight, but you could read all this. My son asked me about an animal in the Bible. It's in here in Job. I can't remember the name, but Behemoth, that's it, brother. Behemoth. He says, Dad, is a behemoth in the Bible? I says, yes. Where? In the book of Job. And I don't know all. You can look it up your own self. They may be extinct today. But Job, God said to Job, look at this animal. You know how he's made and all, how good he is, but yet he can be brought down. He can be brought down. And all these friends that ridiculed Job and spoke against Job, what do you think happened with them? They had to get Job to pray for them. That's right. Job had to pray for them, that God would spare them. Isn't he like a type of Christ? You could take Job as a type of Christ, but that would take another service. Let's come tonight. And I hope something's been said just to encourage you. I didn't want to hold you long tonight. I want to encourage you that when you pray, don't be afraid to use a scripture. Remind God of his word. It's good. I believe it's good. I know God knows his word. Job says that, Lord, you know, and we all know that. We can know nothing compared to God. But we're taking God at his word, what he tells us to do. Command ye me, the works of my hands. Lord, you see that? Well, Lord, God can do it. Let's bow our heads tonight and let's come and seek the Lord for a time this evening. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for the word of God. We thank you for this man, Job, in the Bible. Lord, you said there was no man like him in all that land. But the enemy tried to destroy him. But you said, touch all, but spare his life. Lord, it's you tonight that is the spare of life. You're the one tonight, and Father, we've read from Isaiah 45 and 11, command ye me the works of my hands. And Lord, we've read that we're heirs with God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So Lord, this evening, on the strength of your own word, we're asking for life instead of death for loved ones tonight. We're praying that the power of the Holy Spirit will work upon them right now. Upon Sister Eiling tonight, life instead of death. We rebuke the destroyer tonight. We speak against him. We come against him by the word of God. And we speak life and strength and health to the navel, strength to the bones, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We speak over every son, every daughter, that they'll come in and be saved, that the Spirit of God will move them. For the backsliders tonight, stir them, Lord. Strive with them and bring them back to your own self. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. We thank you tonight we're not on the floor, but we thank you we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, we know the enemy would cast us down. Now, Lord, we know we can humble ourselves down. But that's your work. But Lord, the enemy wants to bring us down. But Lord, you've lifted us up. Lifted us up. Just like Peter, when he sank in the water. Sank to die. And he cried out, save me. And Lord, you reached your hand forth. And you saved him in a moment. And he came back with you rejoicing, walking on the water. Lord, we need your presence to come in the meetings, in our lives, in our homes. We welcome, we invite the Holy Spirit into this very room, over our bodies, over our beings. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, Lord, have your way amongst us, I pray. Father, we speak into every situation. Lord, we pray that for the financial blessing, Lord, you promised if we bring the tithes into the storehouse, prove me. Your word says, prove me. And Lord, we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. But your words are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, we believe you tonight that you watch over your word and you perform it, that you are a savior, that you are a healer, that you're a baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and you're the coming King. Heavenly Father, move, Lord, I pray, in each of our lives afresh. Make us the men and women of God that you want us to be. Fill these seats in this place. Bring the unsaved in. May people get saved. May they get delivered by the power of God. Lord, it's only you can do it. Lord, what can we do as men? But Lord, like Job, but when you visited him, when you spoke to him, and you said, command me, gird up your loins, and I'll answer you. Lord, we thank you tonight. But you said, ask anything in my name, and you can have it. We're asking for salvation tonight, above all. Salvation in our homes. Salvation in our fellowship. Salvation, Lord, in families, on relatives. Household salvation we're asking. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Father, have your way, we pray. Cover your people with your blood. Pray again for John, for Michelle, for all the family circle. Sounds us to Kernighan. Strengthen them and bless them at this time. And Father, for others that's been praying in secret, you know their needs, people with real needs. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to bring the answer. Press down and running over the top in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said, he that goeth forth weeping with precious seed shall doubtless return again, bearing a mighty harvest. Father, we believe your word tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight that you said, remember the poor and the needy, the time. Lord Jesus, you can't fail because you're Almighty God. We thank you for it tonight. Bless your people now. Bless each one now. For the weekend of I was sorry, just help us. And Lord, just have your way in the meetings. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's continue just to seek the Lord tonight.